Thanks for taking part of your day to be here with Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael. While pancreatic cancer survival rates have been improving from decade to decade, the disease is still considered to be largely incurable. According to the American Cancer Society, the one-year survival rate is 20%. The five-year rate, 7%. That's because this cancer is hard to find, and most times surgery to remove a tumor doesn't work. Here in Idaho, groups have been working hard over the past few years to raise the awareness of the signs and symptoms of this disease. Joining us live in studio are Nicole Velasquez and Randy Sieferman, chairs of the upcoming Purple Stride Walk in Boise. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, for the non-medically inclined, maybe we should ask, what does the pancreas do?
Well, that's an interesting question. We were just asked that a few minutes ago. But the pancreas basically has two functions in our bodies. It produces the insulin that we need to control our blood sugars, and it also produces the digestive enzymes that we need to make our system work and absorb food.
So what are the signs and symptoms, though, of pancreatic cancer? If it's hard to find, what are the signs?
Unfortunately, the signs are really obscure symptoms that are pretty normal for people. So some of them are abdominal pain, mid-back pain, jaundice, weight loss.
That's a whole host of signs.
Correct. And a lot of them can just be written off to normal, everyday, you know, illnesses that we have. So that's part of the issue of why it's really difficult to detect early on.
The show has focused on a lot of different cancers. Why is the survival rate so low for pancreas cancer?
Well, my opinion, and I am a pancreatic cancer survivor, my opinion is that it starts with our detection rates. As Nicole has said, it can be kind of obscure and it can be passed off as just a gut that's not working very well. And that, in my mind, is key to it. It was key to my survival, having a primary care doctor who was aware of the disease and willing to look beyond the normal to try and get a diagnosis for me. So,
Randy, let's dig into that. You beat the odds. You survived pancreatic cancer, and you're sitting here with us now. Take us back to that moment with that primary care doctor and your thought process.
It was kind of an amazing process for me. She was a very bright young doctor at the Air Force Hospital in Mountain Home, and she ran one simple blood test that, based upon her intuition. And within about 3 hours after the results of that test, I was in the hospital. I had great folks that did the diagnostic work. And about 3 days after that, I met with a surgeon. And 3 days after that, we knew the pathology of the tumor, which is very, very important. And 3 days after that, I met with the oncologist and we were starting chemotherapy. So I had a really kind of a perfect storm of great support to try and cure this disease. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen for most. With me, the disease didn't go anywhere except in my pancreas. I had a very treatable tumor in a very crummy spot, but it hadn't progressed into any of my other organs or systems.
So, Randy, you said it was a tumor and it was attacked with chemotherapy. Nicole, why isn't surgery a more viable option these days when a tumor is found?
It is a viable option for about 20% of patients, depending upon whether the cancer is spread. One of the reasons it's only viable in 20% is because of those obscure symptoms that usually by the time the tumor is detected, that it has spread outside the pancreas, which then makes people not viable for that surgery.
Mm. We're speaking with Nicole Velasquez and Randy Sieferman. They're chairs of the upcoming Purple Stride Walk in Boise, and we'll dig into what that means. But it's also hit close to home for you, Nicole. You've been affected in your own family with pancreatic cancer. In what way?
I have. 15 years ago, my mom was diagnosed at 54 years old. She battled for about 7 months. Her tumor was inoperable. It hadn't spread, but it was on an artery. And so they were unable to go in and do the Whipple surgery because of the placement of the tumor, which is another reason that people are opted out of surgery. So she battled for 7 months and passed at the age of 55. And then 10 years passed, and her sister, my aunt, also was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she had about an 11-month battle before she passed.
Are there genetic markers for this?
There are. It's still kind of muddy. It's not super clear. They are doing a lot of research on that. They attribute about 10% of pancreas cancer cases to be genetically linked. I'm fortunate to be in Boise because part of what I am passionate about is bringing awareness to the disease and making sure that people know, like, hey, you have to advocate for yourself. And so that's something that I have done. I have connected with Dr. Barton at St. Luke's. I'm part of his kind of family registry trial. So because there isn't early detection, like with breast cancer, you can go in and get your yearly mammogram and you can say you're fine. There's not something that is economically feasible for early detection with pancreas cancer, but because of my high risk, I have a yearly MRCP, which is basically an MRI of the pancreas to kind of take a really close look of that. But that's difficult to get done unless that you're pretty tenacious and persistent in advocating for yourself.
Well, let's talk about advocating for yourself and for this group. It's called Purple Stride. Maybe some background on that.
Well, Purple Stride is the biggest event for the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network.
So nationally?
Yes, and we have a local affiliate here that was started by a bunch of really amazing women like Nicole, who've all been negatively impacted by pancreatic cancer. I'm fortunate to get a chance to serve alongside them. So in our fundraising efforts, the Purple Stride Walk this September 7th, right, Nicole?
Correct.
Will be a gathering of folks who are there to support the efforts to what we call wage hope against the disease, to share their stories, both successful and tragic, and to just have a community awareness of the disease. And we have a wonderful time in September. When we have about 350 last year participants?
We have really grown. Actually, our first event was in 2011, and we were just hoping people would show up. And we had about 100 people show up, and we raised right around $10,000. Mm. Last year, we actually had like 670 participants, and we raised $76,000.
That's amazing. So and where does the funding go to?
Well, part of the funding stays locally. The majority of the funding goes to the national affiliate, Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. They have a host of services that they provide to pancreatic cancer patients, healthcare providers, to caregivers of those who have pancreatic cancer, and they run clinical trials and advocate for more money through Congress for pancreatic cancer research.
There are some listeners right now to Idaho Matters who may have been touched by this disease, or they want to roll back those rates, those low percentages of survival. How do people participate?
If you go online, and it's just purplestride.org/Boise, would be awesome if people would just enroll to walk and spread the word and fundraise. They have a great platform where they can share the news on social media. We would love to have families just come out and spend that day with us.
And that's September 3rd. It's grown from, 300 to 600 up to tens of thousands of dollars.
It's raised. September 7th at Ann Morrison Park.
At Ann Morrison Park. Well, we'd like to thank our guests today, Nicole Velasquez and Randy Sieferman. They're chairs of that upcoming Purple Stride Walk in Boise and Morrison Park, September 7th. Thank you. Coming up in a moment, deadly house fires and smoke detectors. Idaho Matters is on your dial. We'll be back in just a sec.